Hello, Mike?
Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, I appreciate that. So I was just following up. I know that you and I had spoken about setting up the account again for East Coast Painters. And yeah, I think that last we spoke that you were looking into maybe doing, let me see, it says, you were going to try to cancel with the other company, it says, and then we were going to help you get ownership of the Google business page, right?
No, I sent you a picture that said that Local Splash was already an owner on the page.
Oh, that's right. So we have to we have to fix that. We have to put you as the owner and then Local Splash as the manager. But that's good. You were able to get into it then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So
I think we're both owners on it or something. I think, like, I don't know. I think it says both of us are an owner.
Okay. So, yeah, I have to send that over to them to fix it once the account's up to speed. Obviously, they don't do any type of programming or modifications with, you know, a former client, especially since this account happened to originally be in a different person's name. It wasn't under you. It was under James Myers. And I understand,
right.
You know, I know the whole situation, how you guys split and you're the owner now and everything, but we'd have to kind of reactivate the account to get everything back up to speed. But did you talk to that other company that you said was working on the local SEO for you? Or no?
I had somebody from Fiverr. They never had access to my Google My Business profile. They just did something with the website, I think like backlinks or something.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking there's no way that they can do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it, which means, you know, you're kind of throwing that money down the toilet. But if they're doing something to your website, they're probably doing a different service, which is called on-site SEO. And it's not a bad service. It's just extremely outdated. It is, you know, 15 years ago when people first started trying to get on Google, that's how they would do it. They would tinker around with their website and put in meta tags and phrases and hoping that they would be in line with the Google algorithms and updates. And like I said, it's not bad. It's just that now, because Google has done so many updates over the years, in order to get on the first page, you have to have the off-site SEO, which is what we do. So that entails optimizing the listings as opposed to, you know, optimizing the actual site. However, your site would still be attached to everything. So once you're ranking, you'll now get the exposure that you need to bring clients.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think my Google My Business went any higher after they were done, really.
Yeah, that happens a lot. So you had a question on the email, too, on Friday about the pricing. So do you think that the $398 is doable right now, or is that a little bit of a stretch on the budget, or?
No, I think you might have me mixed up with somebody else. I don't have any questions about that.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Yeah, I got an email with the 50% discount on the platinum plan. Would that make the price $300 a month? But I got to check.
Right. Yeah. Look at the date. It was before It was before we even. It was like the day that I called you to actually go through with it.
Oh, it was before we were talking. I see. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah, it was marked on the 19th, which I think is Friday, right?
Right.
That's Friday? Okay. So you're ready to go through with it now? You want to get the account set up?
I mean, they already did. They've got my phone number all set up and everything.
Who's they?
Carmen, remember you hooked me up with Carmen?
Oh, you know what I think happened, Mike? I think that, oh, give me a second here. I think that what I did was I pulled up the outdated information for James, and what I did when I signed you up is I created a new account. So let me go in here and find the notes from the other account, and I'll just put in here priority note. I'll put client already active. So that's good. They already did the call tracking number and everything. So what I'm going to do, just so that we're all on the same page, because I think I got my wires crossed, I will send that screenshot back over to the technicians. I'm sure that I already did, where we're the owner and you're the manager, and I'll make sure that they fix that for you, okay?
Okay, yeah, and that might be why, remember on Friday I was supposed to have a call between 1 and 2? And nobody called, and we rescheduled it for 6, and then Carmen called
me. Oh, maybe that. Yeah, because you know what? Nobody had an explanation for it. But the weird thing is I did have it set up under the correct phone number and the correct. So nothing that day was showing under the old East Coast Painters that had James' name on it. So it was just
right.
A strange fluke. But, I do remember you were so sweet about it. So, yeah, we got it taken care of for you. And,
yeah.
And thank you for doing that. Okay, so let me just send that screenshot back over. Let's see. There's a note from today. Client added us as managers. Yes, does client have access? So you talked to Alberto, it looks like, earlier today, right?
No, I haven't talked to any Alberto today.
Oh, so he must have just put in a note that he was, oh, it says I was about to call the client, but I saw that we already have the Google Business page access. Okay. All right. So I'm going to tag him on this message with your screenshot just so that he's aware that yes, you added us, but you want to be owner and we're going to be manager. That way we'll fix that portion of it for you. Okay.
Yep. And, we still got to figure out the Facebook ads thing.
Did you get the email? Grant us access to your Facebook business page.
Okay, so I'll go through that later today and get you guys into that.
Okay.
So phone
that
things
was
working
sent-
pretty good.
Good. Yeah, I'm happy that that's kicked in. The Facebook email was sent on 1/22, which was 2 days ago. So do you want to go in and search your mail from 2 days ago, or do you want me to send it fresh just so you don't have to go through a bunch of emails?
No, I think I have it.
Good. Okay, good. I love it that you're on top of it. Okay, Mike, so you're all good to go. So thank you once again for getting that all squared away, and have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Yep, you too, Tina.
All right, thank you, Mike. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.